All right, we begin today a little-known area of halacha. It's so little known that most people don't even know it exists in Shulchan Aruch. The halachas of Tumas Kayanim. The printer put on top of the page the word Hilchas Avelus, which I guess makes it off-limits to a lot of people. But it's really these five simanim are the halachas of Tumas Kayanim, not Hilchas Avelus at all. And as we're going to learn, the rules are not well known, including and particularly the introduction that I'm going to offer this morning is something not known. Even Talmidei Chachamim, who happen not to have a fluency in Hilchas Tumah, because they know the Yeshiva Shemesechtis and they learn Mishnah Berurah, but are very often not familiar with these halachas. So I'd like to give an introduction. You know, sometimes they say if you learn halacha without shas, you end up in Amoritz. So this is an area where even if you learn everything it says here in Shulchan Aruch, and you're missing an introduction or two, you're going to end up being just not knowing these dinim. So I'd like to explain, not that I know a lot, but I know a little more, so I'd like to explain Yisoid. I'll show you where it says in halacha. You're really mostly going to have to take my word for it. You should never take my word for anything, but at least listen to what I tell you. A kayin is muzer on tumah, as you all know. I'm being mitam lemeis. Kayin is not muzer on tumas sheretz. He's not muzer on tumas zav or etc. He's muzer only on tumas meis. Now, we learn Shas, and even if we don't learn Hilchas Tumah B'Feirish, we do learn Hilchas Tumah every once in a while. We know that a Revius Dam is Metame, etc. We know certain things just because we bump into it in Shas. So I want to tell you that Hilchas Tumah Kayanim, there's a whole different set of rules based on a Yisoid in Mesechtes Smachais. Mesechtes Smachais, the Mesechtes Ketanis, are not frequently learned. The Mesechtes Ketanis were written by the Gaonim. They came later than Shas. I think Art Scroll has on its agenda next, after Yerushalmi, to do the Mesechtes Ketanis, which will undoubtedly, if people won't learn it more, at least they'll know it exists, because there'll be a massive advertising which hasn't existed since Masechta Smachos was written 1500 years ago. There's the following rule. Kol kayit, kol tumah shenozir migaleach alav, kayhein muzar alav. Most people never heard of the phrase. I'll show you soon, it's in the gra here, Tehtavarav. But there's an important rule. Kol tumah shenozir migaleach alav kayin muzar alav. A tumah that a nozir would be forced to take a haircut and interrupt his nazirus, that is the tumah that a kayin is muzar alav. In Masechtas Nozir, there are two mishnayos, one on Daf Mem Tes and one on Daf Nun Gimel, I believe. And the mishnayos list different types of tumas. It says al elu tumas hanozir megaleach. The Mishnah there says on the following tuma, a nozir is megaleach. This is memtes amid beis. Al ameis, al kazayis min ameis, al kazayis min hanotzel, al molei tarvit rekev, al sheja, al gulgoyles. We'll have to explain many of these things. But for example, it says al chatzi kav atzomais, val chatzi lugdam. Anybody who learns any Gemara knows that a revius of dam is netame, not a chatzi lug, a revius lug, which is actually a double. A revius is a chatzi lug. It says al elu tumis anozim megaleach. It says chatzi lug mayim. It says chatzi kav atzamis. And again, a roiva hakav atzamis is netame ba'ayol. Etzem Kisair is Matama Vimaga. There are different shiurim for Tumah and different shiurim for Tumah Shahad Nozir Megalei Acholav Lakula. So the shiurim are different. Now, you may tell me, okay, Raviya stam from a mace, a chatzilug dam from a mace. You know, I don't bump into chatzilug. Now, the stam, if you bump into dam of a mace, it'll be a chatzilug just like a Raviya salug. We're going to see in a few minutes examples of cases that fall into the category which could come up l'maisa. So again, you have a Mishnah, Aleilu Tumas HaNozim Megaleach, and there it includes Eiver Min HaMeis, Eiver Min HaChai, Sheyesh Olam Basa Karoi, Chati Kavat Samais, Chati Lugdam, that's what's Mitame, Ba'oihel, and Etzem Kisaira is Al Magoi, is even if you touch it, Aleilu HaNozim Megaleach, it's a list of things that HaNozim Megaleach. The next Mishnah, which is Daftun Dalet Amid Aleph, says, Aval, however, and it has a list of things. Schachais, Pirais, Besapras, Eretzaamim, Hagoyel, Vadaifik, Revias Dam, Roivat Samais, etc. Elu Eina Nazim Megaleach. So we're going to learn how to apply this rule as we learn the Simon. Now, this, you're going to see in a minute, is an important rule. We're going to see in a second Machlekes Bechaber Ramah how to apply the rule, if it's exactly as I just said, but it's again not a known klal, and it's a basic rule to be able to deal with at least later Ramah in everything that we're learning. About 20 years ago I got a maybe 30 years ago I got a call from a friend of mine in the Kollel in St. Louis. They were renovating one of the main thoroughfares in St. Louis. They were ripping up the street. And the workers ripped up, they found a stone that said on it, Mesa Olai Baderech. And it said a date and the name of a woman that died, apparently during the gold rush, when people rushed west. There was a Jewish person whose wife died on the road, and buried her by the side of the road, and made a small stone and etched into the stone the name of his wife with the words Mesa Olai Baderech from a pasuk. So the workers somehow identified the lettering as Hebrew, and they brought it to the St. Louis Kollel. They were all marveling over it and trying to clarify if the Kollel were allowed to go down that street. You know, this poor lady's buried there somewhere. And they were talking about it, and suddenly one of them realized, a friend called me. He said, didn't we learn Goyel of Adayfik is Metam of Oil? The Goyel of Adayfik, Exubis, the Yanti Yeshiva Shemasef, at the end of the second parak, that's what it is. So isn't it Matseva Metam of Oil? I said, you're right. He said, you know, it's in the shul, it's in the Kollel, it's the Matseva is there. So at the moment I told him, yeah, I guess you got to get it out, you know. So we're going to learn about that now. What? Tosis says a matseva is a gailo. Because Tosis Rashi says gailo v'dayfeg is the cover of the aron and the walls of the aron. So Tosis asks from a Gemara that says, what's it did if you make an animal into a gailo v'dayfeg? A living animal, you make it a gailo v'dayfeg, is it mekabel tuma? A living animal, not mekabel tuma. So Tosis says, how can you make a living animal into the cover of an aron? Besides that, it's physically difficult, but the animal's going to die when you throw the earth on the aron. So Taisa says it means a marker for a kever, the matseva. It means the marker for the matseva, and that's a goel of a daifek. Most Rishayim hold now like Rashi, and define goel of a daifek as a matseva. It's interesting here in the Mishnayis where it says goel of a daifek. The Tiferes Yisrael says Kisei Aron and Daifnei Aron. He goes like Rashi, which is the Derech of the Baruch Hu always. So he goes with that taitch of Goel of a Daifek, but most Rishayim and all the Paiskim say this way. Anyway, so we're going to discuss that. If it's true, if what I said was true, even after you remove it or not, so we're going to discuss that here in the Simon.
When does Kasach come?
So this is what?
When does Kasach come? When you put it on, or even when you make it?
Nachana is la milsahu. Hasmana la milsahu. Gemara says. Okay, so let's learn Simin Shin Samach Tes. We'll try to see the rules, and hopefully we'll be able to see what this all depends on. Hakayim Muzer Shalai L'Tami V'Mes. A kain is warned not to be mitame to a mace. V'Loi L'Chol Tumas HaParshais V'Menu. And even a part of a mace, a tumah that comes from it. V'Loi L'Goyleo V'Loi L'Doifek. So you can ask me, do we pass like Rashi or Taisis? So the Taz Beis says, what's a Goyleo? Who even Shenoistim Al HaKever L'Tziyun, a stone that you place on the kever as a marker. The daifek is what supports the stone, the side stones. If you go today to the type of matzevus they have in Eretz Yisrael, you have the two side stones and the one top stone. The top stone sits on the side stones, and that's the gail of a daifek. So it's also to a kayah to be the tabit of gail of a daifek. V'loy le'ever menachai she'im boy k'day la'alei sarucha. And not to an Eiver Menachai, even if it couldn't be reattached. And we'll talk later about this. Means if the Eiver would be reattached, would the Basa regenerate over the area? And not to a tree that's oil on a mace. Then you do a tachas eizer. And not, no, I want to, Eiver Menachai is metame like Eiver Menachai.
Even if he didn't die,
the Eiver is dead, right. Eiver Menachai is metame. An Eiver, there are 24 Eivarim that are metame, and Tartar and Kavura, whatever the time is, Tartar and Kavura, 20 of the 24 are the 10 fingers and 10 toes. It says that Eiver in Halach is a Eiver Sheesh by Etzem. It has to be an Eiver that has a bone. A kidney, sometimes they remove a kidney from someone, it's not metame, it's not an aver, it's not a limb. Aver is defined as a limb. A kidney, the meaning is to bury, it's not a chiyuv to bury. An aver min ha'chayit is a chiyuv to bury. Basa from ha'chayit is no chiyuv to bury, but the meaning is to bury for Kabbalistic reasons. For Floy Aleno, it's removed. We'll talk about it when we get to the right point.
Attaching a finger.
We'll discuss that as well. If it's min ha-meis, you have to bury every drop. So let's learn. Let's see what it says, and we'll talk about it. What about a tree? So he's asking about a tree. So what it says here is the following. Now, if you have a tree in the summer where there's no space between the branches because they're full of leaves, so then the whole tree is maybe a satoma. But let's say you have separate branches and there's a space between them. We'll learn later how big a space it has to be. So it says here, Shulchan Aruch, that even if it's just a suffix toma, you don't know, you can't figure it out. It's not always easy to stand there and figure out which branch goes over the mace and goes over you. If it's a suffix, even though the branches are separate, so it's also safik tuma. Now we are going to discuss, probably not today, if the dinim of safik tuma versus rabim tar, we learn out of a halach shem Sinai. That even though Safik Teras L'Chumra, Safik Tum Mishu Sarab Mistar, does that apply to Tumas Kayanim? So we're going to discuss that when we talk about going into a hospital, and we'll come back to this. And we see here clearly that if the branch does go over the mace and the Kayan, it's Aser. And if you know it doesn't, then it's permitted. By a Safik, it says here to be Machmer. The same thing with stones that protrude in a way that Tumma Tachas Achas Mehen Ve'eniya Deyem Eze. You're familiar with this from Shas, Beis HaPras, in which a kever was plowed, it's a lost kever. Now this is a very explosive topic. The Mechaber paskins that a kain is not allowed to live in Chutz Laretz.
We have an economy in America?
Stroh Meyers, yeah. The Mechaber paskins that a kain is not permitted to live in Chutz Laretz, says Allah Gaiz HaTumah, Chutz Laretz. Now, very, very strange. I call it strange. Look at the Shach and the Taz. The Shach and Taz, Taz Dalit, Choleretz Ha'amim, Zeh Koy Bizman, Shehoyah Taras Beretz Yisrael. It doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. This applies when there was Taras Beretz Yisrael. The Shach says the same thing. Choleretz Ha'amim, Pirish Bizman, Shehoyah Eretz Yisrael, Bataras, Lokain Leilach, May Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Ha'amim, Shulchot Zloretz, Shehoyah Dik Chavim Koyver, May Seyem, B'chomok. So it's a very strange thing that the Mechaber says a psak, and Shach and Taz both say, oh, the Mechaber means once upon a time. He doesn't mean Bizman HaZeh. Now we know the Mechaber doesn't usually do that. He doesn't usually bring halachas that are not knowing Bizman HaZeh until the Eifar Parah comes back, which can't happen until Mashiach comes. So the Shach and Taz say this. We'll see the reaction of the Achrayim in a minute.
What are they saying? They think that there's no Tara in Eretz Yisrael.
No,
saying the Gezerah was made as long as Eretz Yisrael, there was a conscious effort to keep Eretz Yisrael tar, so it was superior to Chutz La'aretz in that regard. Afterwards, when Goyim live in Eretz Yisrael and they're not Zohar here in Tumah, so what's the difference? The whole thing's a Tumah Derabanan because Eretz Chutz La'aretz is better. It's no better. Who says Kayim lived in Babylon by Hashem? Maybe all the Kayim moved to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, you're right. We'll have to see. In the Bayis Sheni, there was also no. Was there Efer Parah? What was the last Efer Parah? Ezra made the last. I don't know the answer to that. Well, let's see. We'll see in a second what Achrayim say here. Yes. We'll talk about the airplanes that fly. We'll get to it. They had to have a Beis Hamikdash. They had to have. You're right. Okay. They had to have the Bayis. So they had to have the Bayis Sheni Efer. So the Kaidu and Chosloris had to come to Eretz Yisrael, I guess. It's Tumah Derabanan. And I want to tell you, all Tumah Derabanan we're going to learn, it's Mutter. The Gemara says, a Kain is allowed to go through a Beis HaPras, Umetaira, Lasiyayisha, and Sarche Parnasa. So all Tumah Derabanan, a Kain is allowed to be over on Tumah Derabanan for Parnasa reasons, which we're going to see here. They bring Lagabe, the reason Kainim don't all go to Eretz Yisrael, and for to go learn and to go to find a wife. So Eretz Amim is a Tumah Derabanan. It's included in Tumah Derabanan. Now let's learn the Ramah, and I want to get back. There are two things. I want to get back to the overall rule, and then get back to Eretz Amim. There's a long Pesach Tshuva. There's no Gezerah made in Eretz Yisrael. So she moved to the North Pole. Where
no,
is supposed
saying,
to move?
There is no Gezerah.
It can't be a Gezerah in the whole world. The Kain can't live anywhere in the whole world.
No, they're saying you have no choice. Yeah. They're saying you have no choice. Really
there's no superiority to going. There's no preference to going.
By saying you told no one, Kain may have moved there in the time, and they bring new religion.
You bring a Raya from him?
Wherever he lived,
but he lived
there.
Okay. Dr. Rama, Yesh Aymrim, Da Kain Masurim, Litamei, Lecherev, Shatamei, and I here have to tell you something which you probably know from Chumash. It says in the Pasuk Cherev, we darsh a Cherev Hariyu Kicholol. It says the Chalal Cherev, we darsh a Cherev Hariyu Kicholol. Now listen carefully. It's a Gzeres Hakasa. The way Rashi teaches and Tosis and Shas is a Gzeres Hakasa that if a metal utensil touches a mace, it has a din of tumah like the mace itself. Aviyah b'satumah. A metal keli touches, it's tamei like the mace itself. That is the shita of Rashi and Tosfos. Chin amadabar. The superiority of Rashi is that people are chumash Rashi, so Rashi becomes the amadabar. However, there is there are rov rishayim who hold that it applies to all kelim except klicheres. Not only metal kelim, even a jacket. If it touches a mace, all kelim that touch a mace, not that touch a tamei mace, but they actually touch a mace, they have a din that they're metama ba'oil like the mace himself. Becomes mamish and aviyah v'ayis ha'toma. That's the gzeres ha'kosov of cherev hariyu kecholo. Now this yesh oimrim holds, the kayanim asurim letamei lecherev shenitma b'mace. The kayanim are not allowed to be metame to a sword. It's only a sword. I have a watch. It's metal. So if my watch once touched a mace, so according to that, a kohen is not allowed to be in the same room as my watch. My watch is made out of It could be plastic is different, but if it's metal, it should be the same din.
Even tamar oil.
Rebbe, is the Ramah here a kula or a chumra? Because you call the Yishma Kila in answer to this. So
first he said, let me go in order. So he says, Yashem the Kayim Rasul, the Tamil Kayim Shinu Bakimis. The Yeshma Kilin, the Cheno Hagul, the Hakel, the Ainus Haram Bizet. Takir Ramah brings the Yeshma Kilin, and we're going to have to see the Pshat and the Yeshma Kilin. The Ainus Haram Bizet. Okay, so it sounds like from this Ramah, the individual cases I'll get to shortly. Just the cloud. Sounds like from this Ramah, the Ramah is only arguing one case. The case of Chareve Ariel Kachalo. So we say, no, Kohen are allowed to be Mitame to Chareve Ariel Kachalo. It's not a problem. And it has nothing to do with the other dinim here in the Siman. No, we have to detach from the mace. You have to detach forever. It's unless you have Eifa Parah, it's always going to be Mitame. Okay? I don't think so. Let's see. Let's learn the Gra. Then what I want to show you in the Gra is the lumdis of this machlaikis.
What does it mean?
They were noig like the Chubas Harashba who passes the Kula.
What does he mean by saying indeterminate?
I don't know. It's true. No, we have the Chuba Sarama says that it would be better to be mad. Okay, let's see. Instead of making our own diukin, let's learn what it says inside. Okay? Again, I want to talk about the individual dinim separately. The ikar here is gra beis. It's not easy to learn a gra. There are two parts to the gra. So let's learn first the first few lines of the gra. Yeshaymer, Matzalaymer. The first thing he brings is the machlaikis of Chareve Ariel Kachalo. Zokta gra, rotzalayma elikli matchais. Fudas rabbeinu tam, delay arminan kelem anoigim b'meish, yukamayu eladafka b'kli matchais. The rule that if a keli touches a meish, it gets a din like a meish itself, is only by metal, according to rabbeinu tam. Kamash kasa taisis nazin, nundalan amid beidim raskul mishani. And that's also the sheet of rabbeinu Shimshon, the Rash. Chedas Rashi, Verivid Aval. However, what does it say? Harim, Veri, Verambam, Verambam, Bishare Paiskim, Chalkin Alze. Pretty impressive list. The Rambam and the Ramban. Vidaitam, Shuadim Bechol, Kalum Ubegodim, Levad Meklicheres, Shenam Nasim Avatum. And the din is to Lailam. Klicheres can never be an Avatum. But everything else is. Viraya, okay, the Rayas from the Mishnah and list that we're going to leave. But he brings here a Machlaikis, Rishayim, what it applies to. Now you all understand that this makes big tsaris. A Kayak can't go anywhere. Every single thing, not only metal, but any Kayli Amakabal Tumba is Kemes. Now, he brings Rayas to it, one way or the other. Then, I would like you to go, if you have the regular prints, Mark is fortunately not here this week, so I could just tell you to look at the third wide line. If Mark would be here, I would have to find it in his. He says, Uli Ikardina. Okay? He brings Rayas in the Gra, the third wide line. So the Gra so far brought a Machlaikis, it's Gedolei Ashkenaz, the Rebbeinu Shimshon, Taisus, and Rashi. Against, sounds like mostly Gedolei Sfarad, the Rambam, the Ramban. Okay. And he brings a machlaikis what it applies to. Then he says, Le'ikar Dina, Dekan. Now here's an important, the most important thing in this whole simin of these lines. Le'ikar Dina, Dekan, Hine. Das Rebbeinu Tam B'Tzaisis Hanal, Denozim Le'galeach Al-Kherev B'Kecholo. Shalchein Le'yukmu Gemara Sham B'Kli Matris Kvashkosan Tzaisis Sham. Who had did in Cain, who had did Kayim Muzralov. If a Noz is Megaleach, al Cherev Kecholo, then a Kayim is Muzr, Kmashom Rabbatei Sefta, Uperikdal and Dismachais. Now, this is an important rule. I can't show it to you anywhere else in the Shulchan Aruch, except here. This the Perikdal and Dismachais, Kol Tumash, a Noz is Megaleach, Aleach, Kayim Muzralov. There's this rule, there's Brysa, it's a Tesefta, and a Mesech Dismachais. that only Tama that a nosi is megaleach a kain is musa. Zel gab kein raya l'shitasai. The dafka matchis ke the parach gemara mahani. It's also raya to his shita. Skip the parentheses. Ulafiza osagab kein mikonis la'ayil shakli sham. You're not even allowed to go into a room that has that metal keli. Shadaite gusham gam ken shemitama ba'ayil. Kamash kasa taisa sham. Perik based above a basta chafa manal. Yamasa b'chavis. Yamachul guf dalit. Yamasa chalas. Perik al di shabis. Yud zayin. He brings at least four different places where Taisa says it. So, Taisa Shita, Cherev is Kechalol, you're not allowed to be in the room where there's a piece of metal that was Negabe Mace. Avo, Shari Paiskin, Chayokin Olof. Now here's the important Shari Paiskin. Shari Paiskin, Chayokin Olof, De'in Nozim Megaleach, Ben Kazim Muzer Aleha, Kamesh Kosim Batisef the Dialis, if you take Shon Varash, Parakama de Ahalois, Kala Matamba Bemes, Matamba Shiva, Kalem Bekalem, Bemedrim Chum Tumavel, Ain't Nazi Megaleach, Elal Mes Bulvad, and Chiovan Atumas Migdish Vakachev, Elal Mes Bulvad, Kwashomase Perexam de Nazir, Klaal Vachulu. He's bringing here a Shita. It's not true that a Kayan is not Muzer, and a Nazir is not Megaleach, a Cherub Hariu Kakalo. Chikos of Ram Perexam de Naziris, Avalin Tumas Migdish Vakachev, Posak, etc. He brings here a chelkin that a nazi is not magaleach and a kain is not muzer on mecher of hariyuk chalo. Memela, presumably, that's the yesh makilin. It brings the yesh makilin. That's a, assume what he means. Avel shari pleiskim chelkin alav, and therefore they're mekel. So what? Excuse me. Ulikadina de Khan, he means I'm going to explain the Kloliest Dikadin. He doesn't mean to pass like one over the other. He's explaining the Machlaikas. Is he, I don't see that it is Machriya one way or the other. I think he's explaining the two Shitas here in the Shulchan Aruch.
So the Yeshemim of the Ramah is Machriya.
So it comes out that the Yesh Oimrim is Machmir, the Yesh Makilin is Mekel, and he says the Minig is to be Mekel. So what's he being Mekel now? He's being Mekel on Devarim Sheh that are included in the Mishnah I read to you earlier, that all of the things that a Kayin is, the Naz is not Megaleach, should be excluded. And I guess he has a broader definition of things that a Kayin is not. Is not Moses. So well, I want to sum up, and I'll take your question. I want to sum up because it's going to get more complicated in 1 minute. We learned a list of things that a kain is Moser. Mechaber gave a list. It's an important list to know that a kain is Moser of. Then the Ramah brought a machlekes of cherev kechalo. If sword or other kalim touch a mace of a kain is Moser, busy yesh makilim. And therefore, the yesh makilim we pass in lakula. The minig at least is lakula, and therefore we're mekel. Now, until now, this machlaikis is limited to cherev hariyu kachalol. It's very important. The kain can't go anywhere. If any metal keli, or if you hold certainly any beged that once touched a mace, is also forever kain. So we can go into a hospital. You know there are things there that touch mace and all over the place. So it would make for a big chumra. If the halach is that way, halach is that way. But the Ramah says that the minig is to be mekel, and we're mekel on cherev hariyu kachol. Now, hold on a second. Hold on a second. No, if it touched the mace, but then it's metama bayo. If it right, if it touched the mace, then the kain can't even be in the room, even in the room of the kain. Forever. No, the kain makes forever. Right. So that means a kayin can't walk into a room. If someone's a member of the Chevra Kaddishi, does Taris, he can't have any friends who are kayinim. He can't go to the chasen. He has to have a separate set of clothing for it.
Keeps on getting re-tame from the kayin that remain in that room.
To any Kaylee. Oh, you mean it's going to spread? The tumult will spread? Yeah, okay. All right, so let me answer that. You should know that even though a kain is not metama lemace, but a kain is allowed to shake my hand. Even though I touch the mace, I'm a tummy mace. So, right. So I'm a tummy mace.
Right.
I'm not a mace. Even though I'm an avatuma, Now that may say, "Yeah, I said to him, the kohen's allowed to." The kohen can shake my hand. A tummy makes terev kachol makes an aviyah voice. It makes it kemes atzmai. That keli itself is bad, but when that keli is matam something else, that something else is like me. If you have in this room a cherev that was kacholo, so it makes everything in the room tamei. But those other things have nothing to do with kain. Those things are tamei meis. They're not tumas meis. The cherev itself is a tamei meis. Or a car that touches a.
A car driving in a cemetery would that be now and then.
No, it doesn't touch a maze. That's something that now wait, I want to get to my main point. Let's hold on a second. I want to get to the main point I want to get to. The Mishnah in Nazir says, Avol, which things are a Nazir? Not Megalei Echolav, Haschachais, Hapirois, Desapras, Eretz Ha'amim, the Geilel V'Daifek. It says Geilel V'Daifek, a Matseva, is listed among the things that a nazir is not megaleach on. So suddenly our eyes open up when the Ramah says Yesh Makilin. It's not only Cherev Hariyu Kachalo, it's Goel of a Daifek also. The Shaul in St. Louis with the Matseva. The Yesh Makilin, the way the Gra explains the Yesh Makilin is coming along and saying that anything that a Kayin is that a nazir is not megaleach, a kain is not muzer. See, even though it stells itself avek, the case they initially argued was the case of meis ariyu kachalo, we now have a new chiddush. The chiddush is that a kain can be mitami to go over daifek to matseva. Because the mechaber doesn't agree, the mechaber would hold the chumra in this inyan. So I'll answer. It's a price. So I'll answer in a second. So it would come out the way the Gra explains this yesh makilin is saying a kula for everything. Now, who says, Rabbi Reisner said, who says that? Look at the Shulchan Aruch. It doesn't say that here on the page. It doesn't say on the page. So I'll tell you who says. The Machlekes Mechaber Ramah, I'm telling you, is not only by Cherev HaKacholo, it's by Matseva also. Who says? Rabbi Kiva Eger, in the Dibra Maskel Hu Evan, which is three lines on the bottom, springs the following. Imnotlu lahagoyle lemokin acher. If the Matseva was taken off the kever and brought somewhere else, brought to a different place, like a koil. Ayin b'chachmas Adam, b'kunches Matsevas Maisha. Take a look in the Chachmas Adam. So I looked in the Chachmas Adam, the back of Chachmas Adam, he has a kunches Matsevas Maisha. I think Maisha was a son that died b'chayav. So he wrote Matzevus Maishi, he wrote a Hilchus Avelus. And there he says two things. First he says, Beloshin Safik, maybe the din of Gael of a Daifek is only when it's on the kever, or right next to the kever. Once it's removed from the kever, he says, Beloshin Safik, he's not sure if it's true that it's Matama. And then he says, Belav Hochi, you could be Makel. Because of the Yesh Makilin in the Ramah. The Yesh Makilin holds, Kol She'ein HaNozir Megaleach Alav, Ein HaKayin Muzer Alav, and the Mechachmas Adam says that applies to Gael V'Daifik as well. Not only that, it applies to Eretz Ha'amim as well. We have a whole problem with Eretz Ha'amim for the Kayanim. It applies to Eretz Ha'amim as well, because a Nozir is not Megaleach and Eretz Ha'amim. Either it's listed in the Mishnah, but yeah, it's listed in the Mishnah. Avol haschachas epirois beis hapras ve'eretz ha'amim v'gael v'dayfek or vias dam v'roi v'atzamais v'kel m'naygim b'meis etc. Aleilu einozim megaleach umaze he's tamei he's mazer shishav revi but he's not megaleach. So what we just learned based on the Gra is a chiddush that the yesh makilin is not only cheref kecholo. The Yesh Makilin is a broader heter. It's a heter that anything that's included ain't nozim megaleach alav, ain't kayem muzer alav. Now, before I take your questions, what does the Mechaber hold? It's a brisa. Kol shei nozir megaleach alav, ain't kayem muzer alav. The Mechaber apparently holds, and he brings in the Beis Yosef, those who tithe, the Beis Yosef talks about this price. Aruch HaShulchan brings it also in Sivkot and Dal. He holds in the Beis Yosef, listen carefully, Kol She'ein Nazir Megaleach Olav means a Nazir has no consequence of being Tamei. He doesn't have to be Megaleach to these things. And Kayan Muzar Olav, a Kayan doesn't get Malkus for these things. There's no consequence of the Kayan being Metama. Avol Isura Ika. Beis Yosef says, Isura Ika. Now, so the Beis Yosef holds that way. He holds the Chumrah. I have to tell you, in the Bedek Habayis, now the Beis Yosef is not well known, the Beis Yosef added later, after he printed the Shulchan Aruch, he spent, I think, 36 years writing the Shulchan Aruch. It's not like today, people put out Sfarim in a few weeks, a few months. I think Beis Yosef with the Shulchan Aruch. And he spent, I think, 36 years in three countries putting it out. And later, he wrote a Bedek Habayis. Bedek Habayis are his notes later. They have a second edition. In Bedek Habayis, he writes, afterwards, I saw the Rashba, who holds that Cherev Har, he holds that Kol Shei Nozim Megaleach Olav and Kayam Uzer Olav applies to everything. Not only that it's not Metame, but that it's also Mutal Lechatchila. He says, "V'chein goyel v'dayfek." He doesn't paskin. He has the Bedek Habayis and Maramakim the Rashba. Did he mean later to have Charata? I can't say that, but I can tell you that when he wrote the Bedek originally, the Beis Yosef, he didn't see those who are Mekel, this Yesh Mekilin that the Rambam brings, the Truma Siraj. He hadn't seen it. He saw it later. So what I mean to say is still a machlekes mechaber Rama. It's still a machlekes rishayim. There's no question. However, the tremendous list of chumris on what a kayin can't be, is also to be metamatu, Eretz Ha'amim, and Goel V'Dayfek, and Cherev HaRiyuk HaChalol, which are all big chumris. All of these, at least the Didan, certainly we follow the Ramah, we could be Mekel, and we have a Maramokim in the Chochmas Adam was Mekel. We have a Maramokim for it. And the Gra teaches the Yesh Makilim this way. The Gra seems to hold the Ramah learns that way. So we have a Gra and a Chachmas Adam, and it sounds like there's what to be Seimechan. I have to tell you, it bothered me that the Aruch HaShulchan, he starts the Simin Kedarka, he brings the Mechaber, Gal V'Daifik. Later, he brings the Ramah, the Yesh Makilim. He says, because Kol Shein Kayim Uzer Olav, and therefore he's Mekel by Cherev Kecholom. He doesn't fear ice. I would have liked him to fear ice, and therefore you can be Mekel on Gal V'Dayfik as well. He doesn't fear ice. It bothered me. Why not? I don't know. Maybe he understood that everyone will understand Mamela. I don't know. But the bottom line is what I'm telling you is there's this rule, little known rule. Barely anybody knows it. Even the Shulchan Aruch, if you don't, most people don't go through every line of a Gra. And if you learn the Shulchan Aruch, you just miss the main point of submission samachtes. And that is the Yesh Makilin have the pashtus of this rule, Kol Shein Nozim Megaleach Olav Ein Kayam Uzer Olav. It's true, the Amachmirin, the Mechaber is Machmir, but the Yesh Makilin and the Minig to be in this army should apply in a across the board manner. This is the Hagdama to all of these rules.
So Tomei, he's a Zichu Tomei from this, but if the question is,
is he Muzer? He's Tomei, like I'm Tomei, you're Tomei.
In the case of St. Louis, they didn't have to take it out.
According to this, in the case of St. Louis, they didn't have to take it out unless there was Sfaradim there. Or go to Mechaber. But at least for Ashkenaz.
But we don't know if the Mechaber changes much.
I don't know if Rav Avadya would have a tshuva. I wonder what you do when the Beis Yosef is Machber, when the Mechaber is Machber, and then in the Bedek Habayis, he writes, afterwards I saw a Kula in the Rashba. I don't know how to deal with it. The Ramah had the Rashba, yeah. Mechaber didn't have it till later, yeah. No, it has to be Nagab in Ace. Mitzbayel on Ace, this doesn't apply. It's Nagab. Most people go to funerals, they don't touch the Ace. It's Nagab to the Chevra Kadisha. No, not the Aron, only the Ace. Somebody touches the Ace. Yeah.
Well, people touch your legs, but there's plenty.
So if a guy dies with $1 million watch, and afterwards they put that watch...
Oh, very good. He dies with a watch, and you take the watch. It's,
you go into the museum where that watch is. Well, that's like Perkos Halal. It's like Oil Matame also.
The American Museum...
Well, we're going to talk about the way things are packaged in a museum, whether a coin's allowed to go in. But what you mean is... Yeah, nothing else. You can't.
What does a mile do?
A mile?
No, if the child didn't have mila.
Oh, that's right. The kain on a nafel, we do bris mila.
Right.
And a nafel is matam. Look in the first taz. First taz, a kain was matam ila mesa fila nafel. He's parapasad alis. Shema cover by the fallen. Nafel is also a kain is muzer. And even though the hagois just say, why did he say perik basu da'olis? He should have brought a beferish and mishnah. Everyone agrees that a kain is muzer even on a nafel. I happen to remember, there are times that I had the nafalim in my house, because sometimes it's not infrequent that people miscarry early in pregnancy. And the minig is to bury. Mishnah Berurah says to bury a nafel. Yes, where's the Mishnah Berurah? It's in Hilchas Chalamayid. By the halachas of Kfura and Chalamayid, so he says you're allowed to bury even a nafel because he's supposed to bury in the fallen. There's a lot to talk about the chiyuv to bury the fallen, but our minhag is to bury a nafel. And the Chevra Kaddishas, unfortunately, take people to the cleaners. They charge them $1,000 to bury a nafel. And it's out and out thievery. I mean, it's not thievery. It's unnecessary money. So if I know somebody that has a nafel, I tell him to give it to me. And I have someone over here in the shul who buries the fallen without charging. And it's happened to me already that some hospitals will release the nafel and some will not. Some require a licensed mortician to pick it up and some not. So I've already had that somebody brought me a nafel I'm talking about a tiny thing in a little plastic container like you buy in the stores, coleslaw, you know. So I've had it. I keep it in the refrigerator. I don't want it to decay. And once, unfortunately, my daughter, when she was quite young, was rummaging around the refrigerator, and there was not a, you know, there was shrieking going on. But it doesn't look like any. It looks like a piece of meat. But according to that, a kohen shouldn't be visiting me when I have a nafel in the house. If a nafel is matam. But anyway, the Pesachei Tshuva talks about how developed the nafel has to be.
It seems early.
Lately, they've clamped down on it. Lately, they require someone to pick it up. I don't know why. But anyway, I'm getting back to... All right, so we have here someone who has a kasha on the Rishayim. It's a good kasha. Chereb kachol, maybe it's only a sword. So it's a good kasha. But it's lamaisa. It's not that way. We don't dash and psukim ourselves. We look at the Gemara, and the Gemara says that it's at least all three matches. Yeah, you can't learn chumish yourself. You know, I remember I was once in Shir, and we were learning Bava Basra Dav Beis. So I asked my Rebbe, talks to me about klayim. So I told my Rebbe, why is wheat and a vineyard, why is that klayim? The pasuk says klayim bekerem. You have to have klayim, and then you put it in a kerem. So you have to have three meaning. Kerem, klayim. So he turned to me, he says, you kolor chumish? So he pulled out a Mishnah. This is a machlokes in the Mishnah. There's one town who holds you need klayim bekerem, and we don't pass. You pass klayim bekerem is even one. See, just because you learn chumish, it's not not enough. You have to look in the Gemara. The Gemara says chayv kachol is by all kam, either by all klimatis or by all.
Is that any matis that kills a mashul? It's by mashul.
Okay. There's potential to kill.
Like
you say on Shabbos, it says any makas mateches is sakana. Okay. We learned the klal. What procedures? No, not treif. You need a paraduma. You might want a treif. You're not using this cheref for your supper. No. Tumah is not her tumah tzibur. Tumah tzibur is only the Beis HaMikdash.
So the hutra betzibur today with tame. What's a hutra? It's only only if I avoided the base of Mikdash. No, you're allowed to have tame kalim. You're allowed to, everything is today, things are tame. You're allowed to have tame kalim. But a kayin is muzer on certain things. We're all tame. There'll be a big line. Mashiach comes, day for para. There'll be a big line to become Torah with day for para. And it's Hashem. We look forward to it. You're right. Okay. All right, let's go back to Eretz Ha'amim. The question now becomes a very difficult question. The din of Eretz Ha'amim. The Mechaber says a kohen is not allowed to live in Chutz Laretz. By the way, we pask it a Nazir is not allowed to live in Chutz Laretz. Nazir today has to move to Eretz Yisrael. A kohen, is he allowed to live in Chutz Laretz? The Mechaber says no. Taz and Shach say it's not really so. Because Bezman HaZeh is different. The Rebbe Kiveger in the third line, Chol Eretz Ha'amim, says Akshav Lo Nogu Lizoer Vula Yesh Lahakol Mepnei HaParnosa. Doesn't sound like he's so happy with the Shach and Taz. He's saying that maybe the reason we're Mekel today is because of Tzarchei Parnosa. Tumid Rabban, and I told you, Amutva Parnosa. Kechi Dishar Lahatzel Miyana Vikechavim. Says you're allowed to go to Chutz Laretz to save something from a guy, inami they should klonu tmei mesim, which I'll talk about soon. But Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying that like the Mechaber, it's mutum nei parnasi. He doesn't bring the shachar.
They're going on the Mechaber.
I want to get to that. One second. Now let me tell you, the Shvus Yaakov. The Shvus Yaakov. I'll get to the moment. The Shvus Yaakov is in the bottom of the Pesachei Tshuva, all the way in the bottom. The Shvus Yaakov is furious at the Shach and Taz. Never heard of such a thing. Mechaber says something, and it's not Noig. So in the bottom line of the two lines of Pesachei Tshuva, he brings the Shvus Yaakov. He says, "I'm very interested in my riff. B'shem Shvus Yaakov, gam bezman hazeh, it's Noig. And Shvus Yaakov chelik beis, godol echad heishav ala bezev, who's al chaza, lahamid devara." The Shvus Yaakov, I'll bring you a little of his lashon. He's very upset. He says, "La niyaz daiti." Devareim tumuim, he says about the Shach and the Taz. Devareim tumuim, lo yadati mi'ein yatzalehem kein. Harif, harosh, hator, b'shulchan aruch, shetiku dinim ein lo lahalacha, mashma denoye gafiz manazeh, yim loy kein, hava lohem lahashmitam, kidarkam, shloy lechtev ha'alacha l'mishicha. V'ulai haboim lefarish kein, maybe they wrote it, mekayach sharo b'zmanim elu, harbi kainim usharim, Mifuzarim u'mufuradim b'eretz ha'amim u'poich hazim ma'amad abar. So maybe the Shach and Taz did it to be m'lamed z'chus on the kohenim m'chutz l'aretz. However, imishum ha'loy tivra, if that's true, they shouldn't have said it. Kimesh adachnu mishubadim tachteyim u'mehem parnasasam parnasasam che beisam loy kol adam z'eichel l'knisus eretz Yisrael b'zmanim elu. Who says it's because it's not knowing b'zman hazeh? It's just not shayach. It's not shayach mitzah parnasa, which is a heker, and therefore it's a problem. In Chelik Beis, when they started up with him, he writes, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes it, halavai sheyeh kol shmeitzim berurim kedava zeh, halavai everything I learned should be as clear as this, the din eretz amim noeg beineinu af bizman hazeh. That's noeg beineinu af bizman hazeh, which he brings. So he says that it's noeg bizman hazeh. Now, again, I don't know why this whole debate is Shach and Mechaber. The Shach and the Taz. Beragayla says like the Shach and Taz as well. This is all Shayach to the Mechaber. Why don't they bring, they meaning the later Achrayim, this which I told you, that the Yesh Makilin of the Ramah, the way the Gra learns it, applies to Eretz Ha'amim as well. They should have brought that it applies to Eretz Ha'amim as well. And so I don't know why they don't bring it. Could be somewhere in the Shvus Yaakov it is brought, but they should bring that the Yesh Makilim is there too. I can't answer it, except to tell you, they're like the Gra, the way I'm learning the Yesh Makilim, like the Gra, it certainly is that way, that the Kainim today have what to rely on. Maybe they want it to be Matir, even for those who follow the Mechaber. So they said such a thing. But Al Kopanim, oh, this is the Torah. Kivega sounds not like the Shach and Taz, unless again he means to explain like the Beis Yosef. Unless he means to explain like the Mechaber.
It's interesting so, that they would only explain that and not explain the Ramah, which is what they would call it. They're not making a footnote to the Ramah at all. They're blabbing just with the Mechaber.
I understand. I understand. You're right. You're 100% right. So this is my understanding. If I find someone who explains anything different, tell me. But the Gross certainly learned this way, and the Chachma Sadam learned this way. He applies the Gaila V'Daifik, and the Archa Shulchan brings it as well. And the Stab, that's the way to learn. Even the Beis Yosef Ben Kabayis brings it. And I agree that you can easily learn the Shulchan Aruch and miss this whole thing. Now,
what did you have to say again? Why did Shach and Tavim make it?
Because they saw that Kainim Amufuzar Mufurad Ben Amim, they don't move Teretz Israel. Then he says, if because of that, say better Teretz.
They don't say that. They
say
something else.
Yeah, I understand. He says, he's arguing with them. Say, they wrote because of that reason. But if that's the reason, better say this. Shusyakov is disagreeing with all of it.
Who's the
Shusyakov? Shusyakov is the early Acher in the 1700s. He's usually known as the Shusyakov. He also wrote the, I think it's called the Anaf Yaakov. In the Ein Yaakov, there's a pirish that he also wrote. Right. Usually when you look there, you say he's the Shusyakov. Shusyakov is a better known. He's one of the earlier, very
Mechavidic
of
Jews.
No, they lived, Tzfas is full of Jews. There were a few thousands of Jews. There were not tens of thousands. Yeah, there were thousands of Jews. Now, there's one other major topic. We have to still get back to reattaching fingers, but there's one other major halacha topic which is confusing to many people, and it's indeed, it is. The Akainim that tell you, I'm Tomei anyway. A Kain will say, I went to my father's Levaya, I was a Tamil Ameis. Now I could go wherever I want. I'm Tomei anyway. I'm not becoming Tomei when I go in.
Someone
they trade for once, can you trade for again? No, so the question though is, what is the Aveira? Is the Aveira becoming Tameh? Or is the Aveira going into a place where Tumah exists? Now you have to realize that there's tremendous nafkamina, secondary nafkamina. If this is becoming Tameh, then the rules of Tumah apply. So for Tumah Shusarab, Mistar. If it's not even becoming Tameh, nothing to do, the Kain is Tameh anyway. It's an Isser for him to go in a place where if he was Tari, we'd become Tameh. If that's the idea, then it's Dinei Isser Vehetra, it's not Dinei Tumah. And then Safi Derais says, L'chum, it's Abraham Zakula. So this issue, Ruban Kekulon of the Rishayim, who talk about it, say a Kain is not allowed to go in a place where if he was Tari, who would be Tameh? It's not so simple. There's a brisa. First of all, there's a Rashitas Aravid that all the place can discuss. We'll discuss it later. The Aravid says that a Kayin that's Tameh is not Muzer. I'm becoming Tameh again. Now, that Aravid would seem to be a Tziruf to any Shaila. Any other Shaila would say Rashitas Aravid. The Aravid seems to hold up his manazeh. There's no issue. We'll get back to the Aravid. This all begins with a brisa, Mesechtes Smachais. The Brisa says that Rabbi Kiva says that Kivan Shapirish Mimei Shalai, as soon as he separated himself from his mace, that means Metame to his father, or his mother, or his brother, he's allowed to be Metame. Calls the man, Rabbi Kiva says he's Metame to Mei Shalai, he's allowed to be Metame to other mace. According to Rabbi Kiva, when someone's burying a parent, he can go into Beis HaKfaris, even though he's metame to others. We'll have to see if we pass it that way. But Kiva Shapirish Memei Shalai, he's not allowed to be metame to anything, which means, like I'm saying, that the Isser is to put yourself in a matziv where if you were Tar, you would be Tar. Reb Tarfon says, his Lashon is, Kol Oisei Hayayim Einei Laika, which means the following, which means that that day, there was a tamet to his father, he could be tamet to others. The next day he can't. Why? Because if Mashiach will come and Alav Eifapara Yishpritz on which day? The 3rd and 7th. So if he was a tamet yesterday to his father, today is day number 1. He could become tar on Tuesday. He could start the Shpritzing day for Adam, he'll come tar and if the 7 days. If he's going to be a tamet today, that's called Hisafas Tumah. It's Hisafas Tumah. Because he's going to be Maisa for day to his Tumah. So Rav Tarfon holds, Hosafas Tumah is also. Rav Akiva holds, it's also any time you are Pirish B'nai Shalai. That's what it says. Now, there are two Gersois, which is Rav Akiva, which is Rav Tarfon. Rav Akiva V'chaveirai, Halachik Rav Akiva. In the Migdalois, which is a Pirish on the Rambam Hilchas Avelos, Perikim Halacha Zayin, he brings different Gersois as to this din. Now, the Ravid is more makel than Rabbi Kiva and more makel than Rabbi Tarfon. What it says in the Ravid there is that a Kayin who's already Tamei is not Muzer from being Metamei again. The Lashon HaRavid is very important. The Ravid is in Hilchas Naziris, Perakei Halacha Tezvav and Tezayin. The Ravid's Lashon is the following. Hakayin in Bisman Hazeh Tamei Mesim Hei. The kaidim today are tamei meis anyway. Va'oid ein aleihem chiyuv tuma. Va'bechayiv oisam olav lehevi raya. The ravid is this big makel. It says ein aleihem chiyuv tuma. Va'bechayiv oisam olav lehevi raya. I have to tell you the bottom line of this ravid. This ravid is used as a tzirif. We're going to have later in the Dugum Revav and Shinayim Beis. There are two separate shailas he talks about. We'll learn, it talks about a kohen who's naked and there's an oil ames. And now it's kavod habrias. What should you do? He's mitzarif to ravid to be makel that he can get dressed before he goes out. We'll see the shiloh wink out there. Here's a tzirif in two cases. It's highly unusual. We have afterwards, printed on the side of the page, at the end of Shinayim Beis, that he comes back, the night of Yehuda, he writes, Omer Yecheskel. This is all the way on Shinayim Gimel, it's printed. It says Shach to Shinayim Beis. It's printed on page Yud Beis. In the middle of Dogum Ravava, he says, I made a mistake. I misunderstood the Raivin. I thought that the Raivin needs to be Mekel. He says, I mean, that's Abshan the Raivin. The Raivin said, his Lashon is that. He says it only means chi of malchus. Even like the ravid, which means that there are going to be some poskim who are going to use the ravid as a tziruf, but the dogam ravava, the night behuda, holds it to mistake. The mishnah melech holds that way, but he holds it to mistake. The ravid never meant to be mekel lamaisa. So the important ravid, look at the first Rabbi Kiva Eger. Hakoyein, the first of Akiva Eger back by us, Shin Samachtes. Uli Yakoyein of Bismarazed, the Balafa, Hikulam Tmeye Mason. Ayim Basagas arrived, Perakanos is Naziris. Bismag, Vaim Shuzer Rab Barucha. He doesn't say Psak. He says, look it up. Look at the Ravid, the Smag, and the Zer Avram. So, I don't know what he means. I mean, the right away talks about Eretz Ha'amim. He doesn't say make it like the Ravid. So apparently, the Ravid is something of a tziruf. It can make a derisa to the Rabbanan. But Lemaisa, Lahalocha, it's a weak tziruf. When you have enough to be makel anyway, you say, oh, according to the Ravid, Bizman Azeh, it's not such a big deal. Some cipher in a tshuva, in Yeredesh and Lamites, is Matmiya on the Ravid. He says, Rav Tafra Rav Akiva, no one was makel the next day. The mechulik, if it's only while you're touching the mace, you can touch a second mace. Or Isayayim, the derived is makel even on Yom Sheni. So he's matmiya, where did the derived come from? There's an interesting Chumas Marsham who answers. He says, what's the whole reason that you can't be matami Yom Sheni? Because Mashiach will come, you'll have to get there, you'll push off a day for Paraduma. So Masham says it'll take a long time till we straighten out the Paraduma. We're not going to have it ready by day number three. So there's a Chazonish in Eben Ezekuf Mem Hei who's met me on the Masham. Like, where's this coming from? Where are they coming from? You know, you have to be eligible for Paraduma. If they'll have a hard time, they'll have a hard time. You know, we don't know if he comes all prepared. So he's met me on the Masham. Anyway, these are the two Agdamis. Kol Shein Anozim Megaleach in Akayim Muzer. And the Ravid, which is at most a tziruf, the fact kohen matami bisman hazeh is not a heter, and we still have to talk about the kohen going to Beis HaKfaris as far as touching.